Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The second baseman, Spencer Adams. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Wingard. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ernie Wingard. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive towards first. Blue catches it and steps on first to double up O'Rourke. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams misplays the ball. That's an error on Adams. Warner moves to second. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Warner moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Warner scores. Gehringer scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman who is chasing the ball. Schulte reaches third base with a triple. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schultz scores. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber bunts towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. O'Neill moves to second. One out. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler juggles the ball. That's an error on Sisler. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Wingard covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a line drive into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Heilman reaches third base with a triple. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heilman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Woodall moves to second. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-0 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fothergill. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Adams applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tavener bunts towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Gehringer steals second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 0-for-2 in the game. Wingard hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. the Tigers will come to bat. Otis Miller now playing shortstop. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fothergill moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Adams, who tags Blue trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fothergill scores. Heilman moves to third. One out. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Woodall hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Woodall reaches third base with a triple. Heilman scores. Tavener goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Tigers. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams has Woodall trapped. There's the throw to O'Neill and over to O'Rourke, who tags Woodall for the out. Collins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a line drive towards short. Miller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang pinch hits for Spencer Adams. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sisler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Manish. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Sisler scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. 2 outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.